Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening, Australia's ambassador to Zimbabwe says Harare's unclear policies make investing in the country risky, forcing his country to adopt a wait-and-see attitude.
We know people are basically basing it on some of the political statements that have been made, but I perceive that as political rhetoric. I don't think, you know, some of those issues are issues that, you know, the new government would like to pursue.
The Bulawayo City Council is set on a collision course with the local government ministry as it refuses to fully comply with Ignatius Chombo's July 23 directive to cancel all outstanding resident debts. And Dynamos says it will stand by midfielder Devon Chafa, who recently failed a FIFA random drugs test. The Bulawayo City Council is set on a collision course with the local government ministry over its refusal to fully comply with the directive to cancel outstanding resident debts. Other local authorities have obliged, but Bulawayo has partially complied, insisting it cannot afford to write off all the debts, with the ministry on the other hand saying it will not hesitate to fire council officials who fail to fully implement the directive. Notando Sibanda has the story.
Unlike other local authorities in the country, the Bulawayo City Council has only cancelled debts accrued over rates, leaving residents with water charge bills dating back to 2009. The Bulawayo City Council says revenue collection in the city has gone down drastically since local government minister Ignatius Chombo gave the directive just before the July 31 election. Revenue collection in the city is down to $2.4 million from $6.9 million per month, a move the local authority says is crippling. City Public Relations Officer Bongiwe Ngwenya says the city may soon be asking residents to start boiling drinking water, as it soon will find it difficult to pay for water treatment chemicals if it fully complies with the government's order. Local Government Permanent Secretary Mr. Killian Mupingo told the Chronicle newspaper that councils facing service delivery challenges should raise the issue with the ministry, but only after complying with the directive. Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association Information Officer Busiso Dube says the city's reasons for not complying with the directive are vague, adding the local authority has been shortchanging residents anyway by using a faulty billing system.
Our main concern is that city councillors acknowledge that their billing system is faulty. We've also had residents who've been complaining that they are receiving bills that they do not understand. So city councillors acknowledge that sometimes people's bills is appearing at tower block are higher than the meter readings at home.
Resident and political analyst Godwin Piri says the council should be careful. The defiance may anger Harare, especially after the city voted overwhelmingly for the MTC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. The city budget, he said, may not be approved by the ministry. He adds interference from the ministry may also make it difficult for the council to deliver services to residents on time.
The spirit with which ZANU-PF has been operating in relation to local authorities continues. This council might not be able to see its lifespan through. We might have a ministerial commission before the life of the council ends.
Harare has already complied with the directive, cancelling $330 million worth of debts from the $400 million it was owed. Shitungwiza cancelled rate arrears amounting to $40 million. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Notando Smanda.